So the Eagles organization has accepted an invitation to go to the White House. Unclear how many players will actually go. Marcus Hayes, sports columnist, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Media Network. Mr. Hayes, your thoughts on the propriety of players going?
Well, personally, I'm not a huge fan of the administration, so I don't have a problem with any player boycotting, but I tried to put myself on Sunday in Jeffrey Lurie's situation, the owner of the Eagles, and I'm sure that he's reticent to go. I've talked to some people who confirmed that he was considering declining any invitation or just letting the White House know to not invite them, but he understands that he has players on his team and people in his organization who might want to go to the White House, who might be pro-Trump or both. And he believed that it was the right thing to do to represent the team and the NFL to take his team down there and meet with Donald Trump, whose presidency he has called disastrous.
Yeah. Now, the interesting point in your column is this notion that to visit with any other president would simply be showing respect for the office of presidency, even if one disagreed on some points with President Clinton or President George W. Bush or President Obama or whomever. But the way that our politics has twisted around and changed, the notion that today to go specifically to the White House, it could be construed as more of an endorsement for this president and his actions in a way that previous visits would not.
Well, because he makes it so, when the Pittsburgh Penguins visited, he mocked the Golden State Warriors, who he disinvited when they contended that, well, maybe we won't go or maybe we'll protest when we go. And other presidents have been boycotted. Obama was boycotted. Ronald Reagan was boycotted by Larry Bird, of all people. But the president didn't make it about the boycott. He didn't make the next visit or that visit about the boycott. He ignored it. He understood that people have the dissenting views, and he respected their dissenting views. Donald Trump clearly doesn't respect dissenting views, and that's my issue with this entire presidency, that it's too binary. Politics, our society perhaps, has become too binary. There's no discourse, and there's very little compromise.
Of course, fascinating thing to discuss in the future is whether any future president might undo that in some way. But Marcus Hayes, I know you're in the middle of something. We thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Marcus Hayes, sports columnist, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer with us.